Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Clauser, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Clauser, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the budget has been wrapped up in Harrisburg. On the good side, I guess it seems like there's no immediate tax increases, but I guess there's also a lot of downsides, too. What's your feeling for some of the issues that surround this and some of the final results of the budget process this year?
Well, I'm glad that the legislature approved the budget before the June 30th deadline. I think that it would be irresponsible to go on like the budget was way late last year. However, I do have some concerns with the budget that was passed. It's a $28.04 billion spending plan, which is about $1 billion less than what the governor had proposed back in February. But with a $1.3 billion deficit, it's still a proposal that spends more than we can afford. And just like every family out there looks at how much revenue they have to spend and then budgets accordingly, that's what the state needs to do. And I have some concerns because you find out very quickly that a lot of people in Harrisburg, instead of looking at what they have to spend and what they have to budget, they look at what they want to spend, and that's just irresponsible. I have some real concerns that we're still spending more than what we can afford, but I'm glad that it was done on time, and I'm glad that spending was cut from the governor's original proposal. Some of the specific concerns are the fact that we're using $2.75 billion in federal stimulus funds to help balance this year's budget, and certainly those federal stimulus dollars are going away next year, and that will leave us probably with a structural deficit of between $4 and $5 billion for next year's budget. And certainly, I have a commitment to protecting the taxpayers. And when we're looking at a possible structural deficit that big, I think that we're setting ourselves up for some major issues next year. At the same time, the governor's planning on an additional $850 million in federal stimulus funds that he's still anticipating coming into the state, but yet we're not sure if Congress is going to approve that. So to build a budget on $850 million that we're not sure whether it's coming or not is not a good plan. So I have some real concerns with this budget, and I think it's something we're going to have to keep a close eye on revenues coming into the state.
There's also been a lot of concern about the capital budget and the fiscal code this year. It calls for a lot more borrowing, and more concerning, though, is what the governor seems to be planning on doing with some of that economic development money. What's going on there?
Well, as part of the budget negotiations, at the last minute, the governor actually pushed for an $800 million increase in the RCAP borrowing limit. RCAP is part of the capital budget, in which the state borrows money with 30-year bonds, and then the money is used for capital building projects around the state. And as I said, the governor was pushing for an $800 million increase in that limit, and as part of the budget negotiations, that was trimmed down to $600 million. And at the end of the negotiations, $300 million of that was to be distributed at the governor's discretion, and then another $300 million at the legislature's discretion. I just think that that's wrong at a time where we've got the fiscal problems that we do. And to add insult to injury, the governor plans to use $10 million of that just to build a library in Philadelphia to name after Arlen Specter. There are some alternatives to the way the governor wants to use these RCAP funds. Instead of using them as political legacy projects, there's some very good projects out there that we could use RCAP money to spur development and growth in our commonwealth, because this is a good program and it can fund some very important projects. But to dole this money out for political reasons, I think, is wrong.
And, of course, every year you have a big event locally for a special group of people. What's going on? What are some of the things that folks can expect to see there this year?
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting another Senior Citizen Expo. This will actually be the 8th annual Senior Citizen Expo. It's going to be held on Friday, August 13th. Starting at 9 a.m. at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. And these events have been very well attended in the past. Last year, we had over 90 organizations present and nearly 500 senior citizens and their families attend. And it's an excellent opportunity to come by and talk with the organizations that are present. A lot of these organizations you just get to talk to on the phone, and this is an opportunity to speak face-to-face with some of the representatives from these organizations to find out what they do and how they may be able to help you and help senior citizens with the programs that they offer. One of the things that's most popular is the health screenings, and we have a number of organizations coming to provide health screenings, including the Hammett Medical Center, Bradford Regional Medical Center. Dr. Tahara will be present. We're going to be doing cholesterol screening, carotid artery screening, blood pressure screening. The Visiting Nurse Association will be providing balance testing and a whole host of other screenings. So I would certainly encourage everyone to come out to the Senior Expo on Friday, August 13th.
Representative Clauser, thanks for this report. And tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Clauser.